Breakfast. BBC Somerset.
Good to have your company this morning. So when was the last time you checked how much was in your pension? I'll be honest, I've got no idea, really. State pension, work pension, I'm just not really at that stage in my life where I should be thinking about it, or should I? Don't know. Don't think I'm alone in this. Research for the organisation Which reckons nearly half of people over 50 who are employed with a personal pension aren't confident about the money that they've saved for their retirement. One in five, apparently, has never checked how much their pension is worth. Pete Morey is from Which.
The reason that we did this research is we suspected this was an issue, and particularly with multiple pension pots that people have from having many different jobs these days being the norm, we do think it's increasingly difficult for consumers to keep track of their savings, and that's why this morning we're calling on the government to use next week's budget to work with the industry and to introduce what's called a pensions dashboard, which would be an online place where you can very simply find all of the information about your different pension pots and savings in one place.
Well, Dave Penny is an independent financial advisor based in Taunton. Morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
This doesn't surprise you at all, does it?
It doesn't. In fact, I'd say the figures are probably higher. I'd say more than half the people over 50 in work don't know what pensions they have.
Why?
Well, because nowadays people have so many different jobs through their careers, and they have a pension here, pension there, they opt out of the state pension, and all kinds of various things you can do over the years. Let's face it, it's not very interesting for most people. And it is technical, it's quite complex, and I think most people tend to just try to ignore their pensions, not think about it. It's too difficult.
It's a bit like debt, really, isn't it? You just don't think about what you're putting away. But you say it's complex. It almost feels like it's made so just confusing that we're almost not meant to know and pay attention.
I know, it's crazy. In 2006, the whole industry went through what's called pensions simplification. Then last year, there were pensions freedoms introduced. But of course, every new initiative, it's a new initiative. It's a new level of layer of rules. So even if the new pensions are simple, there's still all the old ones to try and work your way through.
So what do you make of what Which is proposing?
I think it's a brilliant idea. That no bad can come from there being one place where you can see all of your pensions. I think it will have to be enforced because the pension firms won't like it. They won't want to do it. But it can't be a bad thing, people understanding their pensions.
Why won't they like it?
Well, I think that, well, the fact is there are billions of pounds locked into sort of orphaned, unmanaged pensions, which lots of folks don't even know about. And the pensions industry benefits from that case. So as soon as they're forced to disclose pensions, then people will do things with their pensions. They'll move them, they'll make them better, and that will hurt the firm that has the pension.
Is this maybe why this idea hasn't come about beforehand? Because I'm sitting here thinking, if there is a simpler way to look at all of our pensions, why has it not been done before?
It's a great question. As soon as I heard this from Which, I just thought, what a great idea. Why has no one thought of that? Maybe no one just thought of it. I don't know, really. But it's such a good idea.
What do you think the government will respond to it with?
Will they respond? They have been dabbling in pensions a lot recently, and there's been a lot of call. Ros Altman, the pensions minister, has asked people to stop changing things for a little bit, just let the industry settle down. So I think probably nothing fast, but I really hope if we can raise the volume on this, in due course there will be a dashboard created.
What do you thing? I mean, in terms of the number of people that come to you with questions about pensions, how regularly does that happen?
It's probably the most work I do currently. Since the freedoms introduced last year, most inquiries now are about pensions. What can I do with it? Can I release it? Can I use it to pay off debt? All kinds of pension-related questions, all of which come from not knowing where they are in the first place. So most of my work really is pensions work.
If this does come into effect, this pensions dashboard, if it is simpler, easier to monitor what we're putting away, do you think that that will actually have any long-term effect in terms of how much we are saving and how likely we are to have a better pension in the future?
It's bound to massively improve things. Firstly, because, as you say, we're a bit scared of pensions, we don't think about them. If you know where you stand, if you can see where your pensions are, what you need to do to get yourself a good income in retirement, if you understand it and it's easy, of course you will engage with it. You know, some people even enjoy it, believe it or not. Mm. At the moment, we just bury our heads in the sand, and that's a bad thing.
What are you expecting ahead of the budget?
Oh,
just very quickly. there's a playoff question
well,
there.
Well, the strange thing is, what I'm expecting is what's not going to happen. George Osborne has just really leaked the fact he's not going to meddle with pensions again. We were all terrified there was going to be another major initiative which might tear the industry limb from limb, and I think we've heard that he's going to leave it alone. I suspect nothing too radical in the budget, because he wants the arguments to be about the euro and the EU, not about the budget.
Thanks very much for your time. Appreciate you coming back in. Thank you. It's Dave Penny there, who's an independent financial advisor based in Taunton.